I know from talking to the family, they're very concerned for their child, who now turned 18 and was no longer in the support of CAMHS, and there wasn't, or didn't seem to be, that transition into adult mental health support. I contacted the HSC a number of weeks ago about this, and to date I haven't had confirmation back one way or the other from them. So I raised it yesterday at the Regional Health Forum, and I also spoke to other practitioners in the mental health area, and some were saying, yes, there is a transition period and process, and others were saying there wasn't and it's not effective. And that was quite clear with the discussions I had with the family of the young person who had just become 18 recently.
The HSC did present you with details of the pathway, and in fairness, it did look very good and very comprehensive on paper. The question now appears to be, is what's written on paper and what's written in policy documents actually translating into real life and into interventions on the ground? And the experience, certainly in the case of this family, is not always.
No, it certainly wasn't. And this family, and I know others would be in the same boat. And look, it's very, very important, because this is a very complex situation, and this child was going through. I had an awful lot of help and support, and was able to manage their mental health problems. It's then when they become 18, and the parents were very concerned about this and what they could do. And as I say, I wrote to the HSC. I gave them all the details. I asked them, could they be back in contact with the family, and indeed myself, to relay the process that this young person would have to go through. But to date, I've received nothing. I see then that, as I say, the transition to adult mental health service, there is a policy that ensures young people approaching 18th birthday receives appropriate assessment, and where necessary, a structured handover. Well, in this case, it was certainly necessary, but it didn't happen, and that's concerning. So that's why I raised it. And you would have heard yesterday that the HSC are going to come back to me, and hopefully we can resolve this. But I think it just needs to be out there that if there is a process and there is a transition process, then families need to be aware of that. And unfortunately, in this case and in some others, that didn't happen.